Proudly we hail. From New York City, where the American stage begins, here is another program with a cast of outstanding players. Public service time has been made available by this station for your Army and your Air Force to bring you this story, as proudly we hail those who so quietly serve. The story is entitled Impersonation. It's a tale of exciting espionage. Our first act curtain will rise in just a moment. But first, here's a special message to the high school class of 52. The United States Army, the senior service, needs bright young men. Men with ambition who want to continue their education. If you can fill the bill, the Army will send you to one of its many fine technical schools. For the Army trains its men for such interesting and exciting fields as radio, radar, electronics, mechanics, meteorology, and many, many others. You'll not only get the finest training in the world, but you'll have an excellent opportunity for a satisfying career. Your Army is growing fast, and bright young men can grow with it. Why not get all the facts about what the Army has to offer you? Visit your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station today. And now your Army and your Air Force present the Proudly We Hail production, Impersonation.
Winfield Scott Davis, Major, Corps of Engineers, United States Army, has just checked into a hotel in a large city on the eastern seaboard. Tomorrow morning, he reports to a new post and a new assignment. But that's 12 hours away. First comes a shower, a steak dinner, a late movie show, a little stroll, and some sleep. And if anyone is entitled to it, it's Major Davis, one of the best engineer officers in the whole Army. But somehow, the whole plan goes flat. In the middle of the shower, the hot water turns cold. The steak is tough and tasteless. The movie is a war picture with too many mistakes in it for Major Davis. And so all he has left is his walk. Strolling aimlessly, Major Davis finds himself in a deserted part of town near the waterfront. He pauses to light a cigarette. Then suddenly...
Please! Please help me! Help me!
Hey, what's the matter?
Hit the road, soldier boy, if you don't want to get hurt.
Oh, please, mister, get me away from here.
Don't worry, miss.
Look out, he's got a gun!
Jump him!
No, you don't!
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. I'll never know how I did that. Come on, we better get out of here. Maybe we can find a cab.
How can I ever thank you?
We're not out of this yet. Hurry, that looks like a main drag up ahead. We're sure to get a cab.
Well, if you hadn't been out there,
Taxi! We're in luck. Taxi! What's your address?
51 Boulevard South.
You heard it, driver. Step on it.
Work late like this, I call up for a taxi. Tonight, I thought I'd walk down to Main Street and take a trolley. But it's only three blocks from the office.
Well, whatever you do, don't try it again.
Oh, no. You say you'd be stationed here, Major Davis?
Yes, for a little while.
Oh, won't you come in? The folks will insist on meeting you.
Oh, look, I didn't do anything much.
Stop it. Don't be modest. Why, if it weren't for you,
okay,
I'm...
Okay. Keep the change, darling.
Oh, it's only fair to warn you. Pop was with the Rainbow Division in the first one. Be prepared for Chateau Thierry.
Oh.
All right. Here he is.
Huh?
Hey! Oh.
Take him down to the basement. Lock him in. Hello? Andrea? Well, we handled our end of it. Now go ahead. Do your part.
The time, the long ago summer of 1945. The city of Vienna. There's a little cafe right near the Prater, the famous amusement park in the center of town. And on this day, as it is every day, it's filled with soldiers. And their uniforms make a patchwork quilt of many colors. Yank, Tommy, Pierre, Ivan. For this is the city where the East meets the West in an uneasy truce. But East and West will agree on one thing. In Friedel's Cafe, you get the best glass of beer in Europe.
Hey, Mac, give us a couple of brews here, will you?
Hey, where's that white hair blow?
And sitting alone at the bar is a tall, brown-haired first lieutenant who wears a 7th Army patch. It's been a long war for Lieutenant Winfield Scott Davis, all the way up from Anzio into southern France, through Alsace-Lorraine, the Siegfried Line, Bavaria, and finally Austria. This is his life. The Army is his career. He has a job to do, and you can be sure it'll be done in the right way. He'll sit in Friedel's long enough for one more beer, one more cigarette, and then go back to his quarters.
At whom are you staring, Sergei?
Colonel, it's fantastic.
What's fantastic, Sergei? Hey,
let me get my wallet. I want to show you a photograph.
I hope I haven't lost.
No. Here it is.
Hey, look, Colonel. Who is it, Sergei?
A cousin of mine. A company commander with the 97th armor now. His name is Andreev.
What about him, Sergei?
Look, Colonel. The American lieutenant sitting at the end of the bar. The tall, brown-haired one.
Yes?
If he's wearing our uniform, I would swear he is Andreev. Isn't it peculiar how people can look alike?
Let me see that picture of yours. Interesting. Tell me, how well do you know your cousin Andrea?
We were boys together. We went to military school. We were in the same battalion for 6 years.
And this American, you say, if he were wearing our uniform, he would fool you?
Absolutely, Colonel.
Interesting. Suppose, Sergei, your cousin Andrea were to wear that one's uniform.
I would say, Colonel, that there are possibilities in the situation.
Friedel. Friedel.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What will the officers have?
Some information, Friedel.
Oh, Colonel, what can poor Friedel tell you?
That Yank officer, the one at the end of the bar. His name?
I don't know, Colonel.
Sergei, a routine check on Friedel first thing in the morning. See if he has relatives living in our zone.
Yes, Colonel.
Colonel, please.
His name, Friedel?
Davis.
First name?
Winfield, I think. Oh, excuse me, Colonel. I'm wanted in the kitchen.
Very well, Friedel. That is enough for the present. You may go.
Thank you, sir.
And Friedel, remember, your silence is your grandmother's best insurance policy.
I understand, sir.
I think our friend is calling you, Friedel.
A beer, Friedel.
Bring him his beer.
Yes, sir. Your beer, Lieutenant.
Oh, I'll certainly miss this place, Friedel.
Thank you, Lieutenant Davis.
Oh, you were... You know my name.
Well, I know all my customers. Believe me, sometimes I wish I didn't. Lieutenant, please listen. Listen to me. I wish I... Lieutenant, I've watched you come in here. Believe me, I like you. You are in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I don't know, and if I did, I couldn't tell you.
You're a funny bird, Friedel.
Lieutenant, please. Please be careful. Be very careful.
Up 50 meters! Right, 75! I said up 50! You'll never quote.
qualify you, sir. You can't keep your head on maneuvers. How will you do in combat?
But, Captain, the war is over.
This war is over.
Captain Andreev?
Yes?
Message for you.
Let's have it. Nobody told you men to rest. Continue firing.
Captain Alexander Andreev, 97th Tank Division, 3rd Brigade. Transfer to intelligence section. Army headquarters, Vienna, Austria. Report to Colonel Svetlov. Just like the army. Train a man for the armor for 10 years and then put him in intelligence.
Cease firing!
The trouble that will catch up with Lieutenant Davis is now well underway. It's being formulated, developed. The year is now 1948. And Davis is a captain in the Corps of Engineers. A good officer, a brilliant man who's destined for many more promotions. His superiors have their eyes on him. Unfortunately, so do some other people in far-off Vienna.
Sit down, Andreev. Sergei, give him the folder.
Yes, Colonel.
Here, Alexander. Take this.
Andreev, you will know the contents of every piece of paper in that folder by heart.
Colonel, there must be hundreds of pages in here.
From time to time, we will add more. Come in.
Additional material for the Captain Davis file, Colonel.
Good, Ludmilla, good. Give them to Captain Andreev. Beg pardon, Captain Davis. From now on, Andreev, your name is Davis.
The year is 1949. Captain Winfield Scott Davis is now stationed in Virginia. He's teaching recruits the techniques of building pontoon bridges under fire. In Vienna, another man named Andreev is being taught the techniques of becoming Captain Winfield Scott Davis.
Your mother's name?
Loretta.
Father's name?
David.
Brother's name?
No brother.
Remember, he tilts his head to the left just slightly when he listens. Do it. More. No, not too much. Now, like that. Hold it.
Who was Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth.
This won't do at all.
Babe Ruth, baseball. He caught home runs.
One does not catch home runs. One hits home runs.
Your favorite team?
Detroit. Tigers. Oh, what can the Americans see in such a silly, stupid, pointless game?
School?
University of...
Quickly.
Purdue.
Degree.
Civil engineering.
Why were you named Winfield Scott?
My great-grandfather served with him in the Civil War.
No good.
Mexican War. Colonel, may I just rest for a minute?
10 minutes, recess.
Not enough to speak English. You must acquire an accent.
Oh, no, no.
Midwestern American. You pronounce the R's. You drawl slightly over the vowel.
Colonel, I don't have a head for this job.
Pay attention, Andreev. Davis. Or you won't have a head at all.
Her name was Alice Gillespie.
Why didn't she want to marry you?
A fellow by the name of Connors took her away from me.
Color of your father's house?
White siding, blue trim on the shutters.
Where did you take your girls after removing pictures?
Pop soda fountain. Ordered chocolate fudge sundae.
Oh, hold it, hold it.
What is it, Ludmilla?
He has not been listening to the recordings we have of Davis' voice. Davis' S sound has a slight whistle.
Work on it.
Worry. Colonel Svetlov is already there. You better not be seen together.
Sergei, do you think I'll be able to do it?
Good luck, Alexander.
The name is Davis. Major Winfield Scott Davis. Hello, Friedel.
Why? It's Lieutenant Davis. Oh, no, not Lieutenant. Major.
It's been how long? 7 years,
yeah,
huh?
How time flies. Yes, 1945. Will you be here in Vienna for a while?
No, just passing through, but I had to stop in for some of Friedel's beer.
Thank you, Major. Oh, excuse me, there's a customer.
Hey, one of the colonels.
Oh, we get only the biggest people here.
Yes, Colonel?
Who's that American, Major? He looks familiar.
I remember, Colonel, you asked about him once before.
Yes, so I did. Never mind, Friedel, never mind.
Major, it's a good thing you will not be here long in Vienna.
Why, Friedel? Are you trying to get rid of me? I thought we were friends.
We are, Major, but that Colonel is interested in you for his reasons. And that's always a bad sign.
I can take care of myself, Friedel.
I hope so, Major. Good luck and God bless you.
You are listening to the Proudly We Hail production of Impersonation. We'll return to our story in just a moment. Young man, let's talk about your future and America's future. They're important to each other, you know. Today, your United States Army and your United States Air Force are charged with a vital responsibility. You need only to glance at your local newspaper to realize how vital. And to meet this responsibility, the Army and the Air Force are rapidly expanding their forces. They have a job for you, a job that must be done by men of courage. You can get full details of how you may best serve your future and your country's future by a visit to your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station today. Join the United States Army now. You are listening to Proudly We Hail. Now we present the second act of Impersonation.
A man named Major Winfield Scott Davis lies unconscious in a basement of a small house in the suburbs of an eastern city. At the same time, another man reports to the commanding officer of an army base on the waterfront. This man says his name is Major Winfield Scott Davis. He has papers to prove it. And, of course, he looks, talks, and acts like Davis. Why should anybody think anything is wrong here? After all, they didn't find out that this fellow's name was Alexander Andreev until quite some time later.
Major Davis, huh? Glad to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
Have a chair. Well, heard a lot about you, Davis. Good record. Colonel Smith. Yes, I'll be right over. Send Captain Connors in here. Oh, I clean forgot. It's a good thing she reminded me. I've got a date with the general and some Navy people this morning. We've got a problem, and I can tell you now, I'm hoping you'll be able to give us a hand with it.
Morning, sir.
Major Davis, this is my adjutant, Captain Connors. He'll show you around the place, get you squared away. I've got to rush off, but I'll talk with both of you at lunch.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hiya, Winnie. Well, look, Winnie, we're on the same post. We're going to live together. Come on, Winnie, shake.
It's great. I'm supposed to know this guy. Connors. Who in the Sam Hill is Connors?
Look, Woody, Alice had the right to choose between us. That's how it goes. I didn't cut you out.
Alice Gillespie. She threw me over for him. Okay, everything is okay. I can bring this off.
Well, what do you say, Woody?
Eddie Connors, I always said if I ran into you again, one of us would see the inside of a hospital for 6 months. But that was 10 years ago. Let's shake, Eddie.
Never got married, Winnie.
No, Alice.
Oh, find yourself a nice girl, Winnie. Nothing like it.
Maybe I will.
And you don't have a chance to escape now, believe me. Alice is going to parade out all her unmarried friends. Oh, what a little old
mess. Well, Winnie's a special project of mine now. I'm not letting a good man like him go to waste. More coffee, anyone?
Hey, I'm supposed to see the old man in 5 minutes. I got to run, kids. Thanks for chow.
You got around tonight, Winnie?
Well,
Five will get you 10. Alice will have Major Bryan's daughter over for bridge. She's number one on the list.
Oh, Myrna's a very nice girl.
Oh, poor Winnie. You're going to be hooked.
Need some more.
What's that?
Oh, just an expression I picked up from our former allies. You know, I was in Vienna. Means, well, to mean anything. So what? Who cares? What's the difference? Anything.
Kind of cute. Nichivo.
See you, good people.
So long. Same old Winnie, eh, Alice?
He hasn't changed a bit.
And Davis, you're going to be working with a firm of civilian engineers in a supervisory capacity. We've got to expand the harbor facilities. I'll set up a date for you with Jefferson Carter, president of Carter, Hennessy, and Blaine. They've got the contract.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Carter will fill you in on what's required, and your job will be mostly quality control.
I understand, sir.
The entire area is extremely vulnerable to sabotage. You will also start work on designing a protection system. I want you to keep me posted every step of the way. Any questions?
No, sir.
Hello? Oh, Alex. Yes? Fine. You will make a duplicate copy of all your reports and plans, and I will forward them. Davis? Oh, we've got him locked in the basement. He's safe enough. No. We can always liquidate him if necessary. There's no hurry. All right. Keep in touch.
Why, you...
Sit where you are, Major Davis. Sit where you are. I could pull this trigger before you could move an inch.
What's the big idea? You realize I can be listed as a deserter?
Oh, no. You reported for duty last week on schedule.
You're crazy.
Major Winfield Scott Davis is even now present and accounted for on the post.
You'll never get away with that. You know who's stationed there? Two people who've known me all my life. Alice and Eddie Connors.
Major Winfield Scott Davis has had dinner with the Connors every night this week. Well, I'm just keeping you up to date. Enjoy life. It's so short.
There's your chow, tin soldier. And keep against the wall or I'll spice you up with lead.
How'd you get in with this mob, Al? You're an American boy.
Dough is dough. They pay you good.
Yeah. How the Dodgers doing?
They don't get another pitcher. They're down the drain. You know that? Look, hurry up and eat, soldier boy. I got a date. Bring you some papers.
Thanks, Al.
Here's some cigarettes.
Al, listen. I've got money. I never got married, and I've got no folks. I've been saving my pay for 10 years.
Not interested, kid.
I've got $15,000.
You ain't talking to a country boy.
Think about it, Al. Just think about it.
How'd you like a radio, soldier?
You're pretty good to me, Al. It's hard to believe a guy like you...
Now you can listen to the ball games, huh? This is it, fella.
What? Al, you're not gonna...
Just shut up. Look, you'll understand all this later. I'm playing this music loud on purpose. In my back pocket, I got a .32. I'm gonna turn my back. Now, slug, but for crying out loud, don't kill me.
But Al, I...
My name is Al, Major. I'm working for the same firm you are, except I'm in a different branch, counterintelligence. I couldn't take a chance on calling anyone because I'm too close to the mob. Everybody watches everybody else around here. Couldn't take a chance on being spotted.
How?
Now, look, Major, I've spent a lot of time getting an in with this mob, and I've spent a lot of hours worrying about you. All I can do now is give you a chance to run for it, because if I led you in blasting your way out, the big fish might get away. All I can do is give you a chance. Now, there's three of them upstairs. Get past them if you can.
Just watch me.
Sorry, chum, I can't be watching. I'm turning my back on you. Now, do it.
Al, I hate to do this.
Hurry up, you fool. Somebody's coming.
Al! Mike Davis is loose! Kill him! Don't let him get away! The doors are locked, Davis! You can't get out!
Police! Help! Police!
Mike! Use your knife! The gun's empty! Mike! Look out, that big bank! Close in on him!
Come on, boy. I'm waiting for you.
Kill him.
Not today, Michael boy. Not today. Oh. Now, sister, now for you. I never hit a girl in my life.
Keep away from me.
Open up. Open up. police!
Look, officer, I tell you, I've been held prisoner here.
So you killed a guy to get out?
Yeah.
I guess you got someone who can vouch for you?
Oh, yeah, my commanding officer should be able to, and there's that guy...
What guy?
That guy that these people said was taking my place.
You mean I'm mixed up in foreign intrigue?
Yep, right here in these little old United States.
Okay, Major, but we've been out to the base. We've seen Davis. We've talked to him. So what does that make you?
Maybe a phony, huh? What about Al? Hasn't he talked? Hey, listen, how about fingerprints? Why not check them? If Davis at the base has got the same prints as Davis sitting in front of you, then you can send me back to the salt mines. And if it turns out the other way, they'll probably take care of that.
Report from Fingerprint Section, FBI. Officer on duty at Eastport Army Base is not, repeat, is not Winfield Scott Davis, United States Army.
Mr. Andreev never knew what hit him. There he was on duty one morning, and that same afternoon he was sitting in his cell. Very quietly, Major Davis stepped into his rightful place at the post, and very few people knew the difference. Andreev's fate is not important to this story. He won't be doing the impersonation act again. The important thing is the fact that Winfield Scott Davis, one of the best officers in the whole Army, is back in business. Today, your rapidly expanding United States Army needs intelligent young men with ability and ambition. Men intelligent enough to recognize the vital need for a strong armed force. Men with ability enough to be trained in a necessary job. Men with ambition enough to secure the future for themselves and their loved ones. Does this description fit you? Can you qualify? For full information on how you can fit in with the finest, check with your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station now. Remember, the United States Army, the senior service of our armed forces, needs you. This has been another program on Proudly We Hail, presented, transcribed in cooperation with this station by the United States Army and United States Air Force Recruiting Service. This program featured a cast of outstanding players. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking and inviting you to tune in the same station next week for another interesting story on Proudly We Hail.